Yeah. Football's back, baby. Week 2 of the NFL.
Back at it again. Can't stop, won't stop. Talking football here. Monday night tailgate at Miami Mike's Sports Zone. We're all amped up. Week 2 recap. Week 3 holiday. We got NFL Network. We were just talking about ESPN banging and bopping over the head with yesterday's highlights.
Yes.
We're going to give you a little sneak peek. Week 3.
Yes.
You heard it here first.
Yeah, buddy.
We're going to start off right here in our own very backyard. The Giants taking care of business.
2-0.
And a defensive matchup in what everybody expected to be a high-flying affair.
Yeah.
Okay. How about this stat for you guys? 6 new defensive starters. 5 of those guys that were starting last year, not even on the NFL roster this year.
Right.
So that just speaks volumes to the change and the turnover. Of course, I'm Rick Saratello. I'm with Miami Mike. We have a special guest, Steve Pratt. CBS Radio in the building. Welcome to the show, Steve.
Thank you for coming down. Appreciate it.
And the back end of our show, we'll have William Roberts, 2-time Super Bowl champion. We'll get all his Giants reaction and week 3 preview as they take on the Hogs. Kirk Cousins, a little bad chemistry going on in that locker room, Steve. I'll start it off with you. Giants defense looking to put a hurt on Kirk Cousins this week. How do you see this matchup playing out?
Well, obviously, I see this as a game that is advantage Giants in a lot of ways. However, we're talking about a wounded dog, the Washington Redskins, coming into the stadium here in New York.
Right.
And when you're 0-2 and your season's on the line, oh, boy.
Rumors are the coaches on the hot seat in Washington.
Yeah.
0-3, it's going to be hot.
That's what's going to happen. 0-3, and your season may be over, and that's why I'm leery of the Washington Redskins.
Well, whenever Deshaun Jackson is involved, arch nemesis number one, there's always an X factor with that guy.
Yeah.
Of course, Josh Norman, Mike, he's going to be pretty amped up. He just bounced back this week. I think he shut down A.J. Green pretty good this week, so a bounce back performance for him. You know, he's going to be amped up. One-on-one going on with Beckham.
Well, you know, my thoughts are these guys have to worry more about the team and the game instead of the individual nonsense which is going on the field. The new rule is in, the unsportsmanlike conduct rule is now in because of these two guys, because the way they performed last year when he was with Carolina. So I just see a good clean football game on the field, a lot of hard-hitting action, a big NFC East matchup where the Redskins are on the line this year. This game is going to make or break their season. 0-3, I don't know what the percentages are, but at 0-2, there's a very, very 63% chance that if you're 2-0, 63% chance you will make the playoffs. 0-2, it's very 12%.
Remember, in 2007, the Giants went into Washington. They were 0-2.
And the season was on the line, and they found a way
to win that game and then went on to win Super Bowl 42.
Turning their season around that game.
Yes. All right. Well, it's that time. It's prediction time, and we don't have our super producer, Sammy C's, at home today. She's still tallying the totals, Mike, but I feel pretty confident I have you working in the hole out of the hole. So let's start it off with you. You get the first dibs with today's selection here.
Well, the Texans and the Patriots is the Thursday night matchup.
No, we got to go back to Redskins Giants.
Oh, you want
to
go back to Redskins
Giants?
No, we'll go.
You want to stay on the Redskins Giants?
Can't stop, won't stop.
My prediction. Well, you know what? The Giants are 2-0. All the changes you mentioned on the defensive side of the ball. Jerry Reese and Spagnuolo, this is what they planned on for the season. So far, it's working the way they planned it. Cruz is healthy. He's playing well, making big plays down the field. Odell Beckham is playing okay.
Two drops yesterday, by the way.
He's going to break out sooner or later. It's going to happen. And once it happens, it's going to. Hopefully this week it'll happen.
Shepard.
Well, Rick, we saw him in camp, and we knew going in that he was a great pick.
Yes.
I have the Giants this week against the Redskins. The Giants going 3-0, putting the Redskins in the hole.
All right, Steve, what you got?
The Giants' offense is still working things out and having a tough time getting into the end zone, guys. So I'm going to say it might be a low-scoring game considering the Giants' defense is pretty good and getting better. They've only played 2 games together so far, so when they really start to gel, it's going to be great. I'm going to go with the Giants here, and I'm going to say it's going to be 23-17.
Okay. All right, well, you know, from the Giants' offense, we talked about the defense being positive. The Giants' offense, while there's things I like, such as Sterling Shepard and Victor Cruz, the running attack is invisible. They have no ground game.
No.
So I think that if they can put Norman one-on-one with Beckham, try to match up and let them run the ball. I mean, they're running nothing. And Rashad Jennings, we love him to death. Yeah. We got a foundation at the Gotham Comedy Club tonight. But, man, we got to get the ball going. And
it's the offensive line.
It is the offensive line. And for that reason, I'm taking the Redskins.
There we go.
Kirk Cousins got a little bit of a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah,
I think
sure
he's going to bounce back big this week. Josh Stockton, the first round pick, I think he could be a mismatch problem inside the red zone. So I'm going Redskins. Now, we do have William Big Dog Roberts in the building,
yeah.
So we're not going to get in-depth with all the selections. But, Mike, let's start off with Texans Patriots, since you were so eager to get to that one. Baby Gronk working out for the Patriots today. Bill O'Brien, protege versus mentor with the Billy Belichick down to his third-string backup. Julian Edelman as the emerging backup now.
It's amazing.
We saw Brissett in training camp as well.
Yeah,
so
we spent some time.
Can he pull this victory out from underneath the Texans?
Well, I'd say this much. If there's anybody that can lead them, it will be Belichick and the offensive coordinator that can get the job done. It's going to be a big effort by the offensive coordinator and the quarterback coach to have them ready on short notice against the Texans team that's playing well. They have a great running game now with Lamar Miller there, the fifth leading rusher in the NFL right now early on. So I say the Texans with short notice will beat the Patriots and their third string quarterback.
Ooh, lucky for the Patriots, they're not playing the Giants, right?
Yeah, well, yeah.
So I'm going to have to go with – I mean, how do you bet against Bill Belichick at home, no matter what the circumstances are? And I heard that Vegas actually has the Texans favored in this game.
England. I got news for Vegas, and you heard it here first. We're into making big-time predictions on this show, and I got a big one for you.
Okay.
Not only are the Patriots going to go 4-0 in Tom Brady's absence,
yep.
They are going to run the table right into the postseason again.
Ooh.
They are going undefeated.
Against Mike Steele.
They are going undefeated.
Prediction.
And I'm not saying they're going to the Super Bowl. Maybe they are, maybe they aren't, but they are going to win every single regular season game. I got the pass as well. All right, baby. We got Steve Pratt in the building here, CBS Radio, bringing the energy, Steve.
I want to
know
the Facebook address, if I may.
Yeah, bang it out there, man.
It's called Game Phase Radio, the show. 9 years running now, especially for Giants fans. It's 1 hour. It's year-round. So even when it's not football season, we're talking
it's
the NFL.
It's always football. It's always football. We live football.
So what is it? Put it out there.
Facebook.com/Game Phase Radio. Go like us. Check us out on Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock Eastern.
Get your game face on. Go like it right now. We're powered by Tridonis Clothing.
Get your game gear on
what?
Right here.
Tridonis Clothing. Look at this gear. It's
brand
so comfortable
gear.
Over here. Get the logo.
Like
get in gear. Hey, we got to get you Tridonis.
He's behind
Damn.
The mic.
Hey.
He's behind
go,
the mic.
Go to Facebook. Get your game face on. Get your Tridonis Clothing athletic gear. And Steve, we know who Mike is picking with Cleveland coming in with the rookie quarterback, another team down to their third-string quarterback. Can the Dolphins put a W on the board here? And maybe more importantly, we talked about New England winning every game. Will Cleveland win a game?
I think they will. I like Hugh Jackson a lot. It's going to take them a while to get that that mess fixed because it's been a mess for so long.
Yeah,
but,
sure.
They
blew another one yesterday.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. And they got a bad call against them as well. The taunting penalty, which was, you know, the NFL just needs to relax.
Yeah.
It really does.
And I hate to say college, too. When they score, these kids can't even jump and enjoy it.
They're doing that in
the refs are all over them.
That's unbelievable.
But look at this Browns Dolphins in Miami. Who do you got?
I definitely have the Dolphins.
Thank you.
Thank you. I think Ryan Tannehill is an underrated quarterback, has been since he's been in the league. And Adam Gase is going to do wonders with him in that offense at some point.
Devontae Parker having a bust out today.
Yeah, Devontae had a nice day. I have the Dolphins also. It's the home opener against a Browns third-string quarterback. He's one of four rookies that will be starting at quarterback this week in the NFL.
And one of them not named Jared Goff.
Yeah. Imagine that. And the Dolphins this week will run the table and beat the Browns.
Well, I went against the Dolphins the first 2 weeks. I'm going with Miami. Put another W on the board for me. I got the Dolphins over the Browns as well. Now, the Jets are traveling into Kansas City. This is going to be a tough matchup here.
First 4 o'clock game for the Jets this season.
And, you know, Tamba Ali showing some reminiscence of his old form. Dee Ford also there could give Ryan Fitzpatrick some problems on the outside edge pass rushing. But we saw Matt Forte, Steve, had a very impressive showing on Thursday night. Eric Decker has been just about as consistent as any wide receiver in the NFL. And the Jets have an offense to go along with that Todd Bowles stunting defense.
Yes, they really do. Fitzpatrick the other night didn't look like Ryan Fitzpatrick. I mean, that guy looks like he's on his way to a Pro Bowl. Saying that about Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Imagine that.
But their offensive line is pretty solid. Ryan Clady, who just came over from Denver, is doing well for them so far. So I'll tell you what, though. I went to Kansas City a couple of years ago to see the Giants play. That's a tough place to win.
Oh, besides that, great barbecue and great tailgate.
Great town.
Yes, it is.
Awesome town.
All right, so who's your pick?
I'm going with the Chiefs. I mean, how do you pick against the Kansas City Chiefs that much, especially if they're coming off of that loss they just came off?
Well, I'll give you one theory, and you mentioned it. Ryan Fitzpatrick, Mike, check this stat out. 15 yards or more with the ball traveled in the air, I think, over 10 yards, 15 passes, the third most in the NFL in, like, the last 10 years.
Yeah.
So he was winging it. Like, Tyrod Taylor was getting it in time in both of these guys.
Yeah.
It was like a Don Coryell offense out there.
So Rex fires the offense.
Right. Hey, and then
he gave my brother
a shot. It must be the OC.
Camp, though, he was having problems with the offensive coordinator.
Right.
So putting an offense together during camp.
They just gave them. Right.
They were having some issues, and I guess they just added it on. And kind
somebody's got to go because it ain't going to be red. Not yet.
I got the Chiefs.
You got the Chiefs. We're unanimous.
Yes, please.
All right.
I have the Chiefs.
Let's go on to Sunday Night Football. The Bears, who are facing the Eagles in just a little bit, they will then play Sunday night in Dallas with Dak Prescott, one of these rookie quarterbacks we've been talking about. Mike, I'll kick it off with you this time. We talked about the Redskins possibly being 0-3. Could the Cowboys take advantage at home?
Well, early in our predictions, I predicted that Dak Prescott would be the rookie of the year. And so far, after 2 weeks, he's performing well. They lost to the Giants. You could go shaky, but this is a guy who's first two games starting in the NFL. No experience in the NFL. It's not as easy as people think, but Dak's doing a good job. The Bears, they're a little shaky. I got the Cowboys in the Sunday night matchup.
Okay, Steve, who do you got?
I'm picking against the Dallas Cowboys, and I think Dak Prescott is further away from the Hall of Fame than most of the football media has been heaping upon him. He's only played two games so far. Yeah, he's looked okay, but it's two games into his career. You can't make a bust for him yet and can't.
Do you see a rookie right now that's been playing early in the first two games playing?
Exceeding expectations.
Do you see other rookies out there?
No, he's definitely playing well.
Yeah.
But for him to be getting
I know you're a Giants guy, right? That's why you're a Giants guy.
Listen,
but he's doing a nice job, I believe.
I'll be the first one to admit I had it wrong about Dak Prescott. I thought at the combine, I didn't think I was looking at a starting NFL quarterback. He made me look stupid with that prediction because he's playing way beyond.
But he was drafted in the fourth round, so you were far off with
it. Well, but we were all wrong. We were all wrong.
Well, but we're still only two games.
Correct. I am more with Steve on this. I do think that, you know, Dak Prescott is overachieving. I think Tony Romo's done in Dallas. I think it'll be Prescott's team. However, John Fox, second year in the program, I think, you know, they're getting a lot of the guys. You looked at who the Bears drafted this year and who they signed.
Yeah.
These are John Fox kind of people.
No doubt.
I think second year in the program, maybe a little bit more accelerated. The Cowboys a little bit banged up on the defensive side especially. So I'm going to have to go Chicago. We got two with the Bears, one for the Cowboys. And that means there's one game left, and that's some Monday night football with a NFC South matchup. The Saints not really living up to those high-flying expectations, but I'll tell you, this guy, Willie Snead, he's a playmaker. He's caught my attention. And Matt Ryan, I mean, he was finding Julio Jones all day yesterday, Mike. Atlanta into New Orleans in a game that will definitely have some divisional ramifications.
You know, when I look at this game, I look at two teams who really don't like each other. I look at two teams that are going to be battling now probably for the division at the end. Going into New Orleans, I think the Saints, I'm going to pick the Saints. Matt Ryan had a nice week this week against the Raiders. But going into New Orleans, their offense didn't perform well against the Giants. I think they come back on a big Monday night at home and beat the Falcons.
Yeah, the Saints are a hard team to gauge, Steve. I don't know how you see it. They really haven't been a spectacular team at home, like you
would
say. Yeah, so Falcons could present some problems here.
Well, Falcons raked up, what, 580 yards, I think it was, yesterday against the Raiders?
Yeah.
Where did that come from? Nobody saw
right,
that.
Right, right, right.
I see this as a high-scoring affair, actually, because of the defenses not playing that well so far. But I do want to say one of the things I mentioned on my radio show a lot is, can we get more interconference games on these Sunday night and Monday nights? I'm tired of seeing an intra-division game.
Right.
Falcons, Saints. I want to see the AFC
against
the NFC
on
national TV.
I agree with that. Yeah, 100%. I would like to see more.
I'm going to pick the New Orleans Saints to come away with their first win.
Okay, that's
thanks.
Okay. Blog Talk Radio, we're going to go overtime with you. You'll catch a few of our intro with William Big Dog Roberts. If you're out there on Facebook and you got a question for the Big Dog, you can dial it in, 657-383-1134. That's 657-383-1134. We'll leave the phone line open for the next 10 minutes if you want to get in overtime. And we're going to keep it moving, keep it grooving on the Facebook live stream and the Block Talk Radio. Steve, it's been a pleasure having you on.
Man, I thank you guys.
Hey, maybe we can have you on again sometime.
You
have an open invite. We're here every Monday night, 7:30 p.m. You have the open invite to join us here at Miami Mike.
I'm definitely coming back.
All right.
Doing some more of the great prime rib assignments.
Oh, yeah. Prime rib night tonight. Steve Pratt, CBS Sports.
Yeah.
Get your game face on. Go like it right now on Facebook. And while we're getting to William Big Dog Roberts, let me just show off a little bit my Tridonis athletic clothing apparel to all the live streams out there that are going on. I mean, this stuff is nice. If you're looking for some new apparel, this is Under Armour quality for less. Okay, so we're going to get the Big Dog in now.
Come on, Big Dog, you ready?
What do I do?
We're going to sit right and talk some football.
Let him sit on the edge.
Big Dog.
And we got William Big Dog side. Roberts. We're live right now. Come on in. Come around. And we're going to reset the scene here. And we're going to talk some football with William Roberts, get some reaction from the Giants. And, Mike, we have a big autograph signing event coming up.
You know it's coming.
Welcome to the show, Big Dog.
How are you? William Roberts,
man. Thanks for joining us.
New York Giants right here, Super Bowl.
Two-time Super Bowl champion. We're live, we're going, and we're on the radio, too. So we're going to kick it off with the Big Dog, who was at the game yesterday.
Yes, I was.
You got a chance to see the Giants up close in person. What's your impressions with this 2-0 Ben McAdoo team so far?
Hey, man, you know, it's like it's new life, but it's not new life. You know, it's growing from within, and guys, they're a young team. They got some free agents that came in and added some good additions to the team. And if they gel early, which they have been doing, you know, they learn it on the run. If they keep it up, they got a chance.
Yes, and it's been surprising because, as you mentioned, all these new guys, same scheme,
right,
but a lot of moving parts. They drafted the rookie Eli Apple. They brought in Zach Harrison. They're mixing in the linebackers now. So we're seeing a rotation on the defensive line. They didn't really have the depth last year to do that. But and on the offense, Victor Cruz, man.
Yeah,
I mean, is this not the best story
like
in the NFL?
The old blood's become a new blood because you've been there, been injured, been hurt, and the guys, you know, some guys need a year or two to find their way. Some guys need three or four. But if they stay in one place, you know, free agency does take away, but it does give back. You know,
right.
So at the same time, you got a combination of you got two head coaches that were potential head coaches,
right,
on one staff. So the other guy won, the other, you know, other guy is content. So with that, everything can keep going forward. No backbiting, you know, no, everything is harmony now. But when the adversity hits, that's when you realize what you're at.
That's how we're going to see how their character responds. And a lot of people think the Redskins are coming into the Meadowlands with a bit of a chip on their shoulder because they don't want to be 0-3 after winning the division last year. How do you see that matchup playing out? Deshaun Jackson always a factor. And then Josh Norman and Beckham, we know, is going to be the major star.
Oh, they'll be battling. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, when you back somebody in the corner, you know they're going to fight, no matter what there is, what the concert, what's inside of them, they're going to fight. When you got the coach on TV talking about the quarterback, you know, you got guys on TV talking about the locker room. That's some things that are sacred that doesn't have supposed to happen. So with that being said, you can bet they're going to come out fighting. Now, the Giants can't get too high, you know, and act like they're world beaters now. They just got to stay their pace, stay content, and keep on focused. They lose focus. Hey, Washington is a wounded dog. Yeah. A wounded dog will fight, will scratch. So you have to be careful about it.
So, Big Dog, we're talking about the current team, and you're the Super Bowl winner, you're a pro bowler with the Giants. You know, looking at the game today and looking at the game from when you played with Lawrence Taylor, Carl Banks, some great Giant legends. Well, how do you see the game now compared to when you played? Especially in the trenches. Like,
that's where it happens at, in the trenches. And that's the main thing, that's the key that I like to focus on, the trenches. And what happens, the techniques aren't refined because you can't work hard and practice. You can't get the hand placement. You can't get the hip roll. Things, these are in the trenches terminology for people that don't know. And that's bottom line, play is play. Hip roll, hand play, and dig them out. You can't do that now because they weren't determined. You know, so the league, they voted for it. Back in the day, we hit everything. It was a time when we looked on the schedule and we only know one thing, what the gear was going to do. Full gear on shoulder pads and shorts, because we knew we were going to hit. And we didn't mind because that's the way we got it done. That's how we won. And we didn't stop in practice, we wasn't going to stop in the game. And you look around the league, guys getting hurt because their body's not stressed. The torque is not there.
Right.
The torque is not there. So you got to torque, especially in the trenches. Man.
As you know, Seattle just got fined today. $400,000
for going too hard at practice. Yeah.
So speaking of that, $400,000.
Imagine that would have worked out, team.
Wait, the coach got fined $200,000, Pete Carroll.
Hey, so that's worth $200,000.
Yeah. On Friday, that's like a hat day. You know, like you know, gonna eat pizza after practice.
Right.
Friday, we have to tape up because we never know the defense gonna bring.
Yeah.
So it's like every day we make contact. Today, I don't think these guys are warning you. You look at the defense, you see a lot of arm tackles. You can't,
especially with the cornerback.
You can't arm tackle
the secondary.
Speaking of hitting, how about this one? Because you did play in the trenches, and during your era, guys like John Randall, and you know, in your division, guys like Jerome Brown and Reggie White did some nasty things. Yeah, I mean, but you're
that's
not
right.
Week
that's
in and week out. I'm wondering who was the one guy, for LT when we spoke to him with Runyon. Who was the one guy for you? You knew you had to buckle up, double chin strap kind of day. You were going to be in for a long day.
What one guy? The Philadelphia Eagles defensive line. Yeah, that was that guy. The whole line.
They were strong.
That was Jerome. Yeah. That was Reggie. That was Clyde.
Yeah. Clyde Simmons.
Yeah.
Wow. The guy was an accident.
And he had gold coming off the bench.
Yeah.
So that was that.
Don't touch a pole ball chip.
Now, here we go to Washington. We got Charles Mann. We got Dixon Mann. We got Grant. You know, so hey, here we go again.
Charles Mann, Dexter Mann.
Let's go to
guys.
You take your pick in the NFC East, and that's where it was made, and that's where the championships came from. For the longest, NFC was running the Super Bowl.
William Big Dog Roberts, if you like what you're seeing, come on down Sunday. We have a viewing party Sunday night.
Sunday afternoon,
you can come get autograph signings, come hang out with Big Dog, watch some football action, and you know, we've been promoting that. You're going to be on the show tonight, Big Dog. So we have a couple social media questions. We had one person wanted to know, which Super Bowl did you enjoy more, the first one or the second one?
It was the second one for the fact that my hometown is Miami, Florida. That Super Bowl was in Tampa, Florida. I had a busload of people come up, and it was so good, and I felt home. I felt refreshed. And I knew when Whitney Houston sung that national anthem, it was a wrap. We had a little luck. So, Norwood, he up the side a little bit, but hey,
we still got it done.
We got it.
Now, back then, they didn't have that week off before the Super Bowl.
No, because of the Gulf War and things were going on, so we had to go straight through. So it wasn't a long time to prepare, but we knew when we left from San Fran, you know, ourselves, they passed for 2 weeks. Like, big dog, we got enough. We're going to Super Bowl.
Big dog, share with our fans a great story from one of your giant 49er rivalry games. Because I know those get those with Joe Montana.
Classic
games. Do you have one that stands out?
The game when we played the Super Bowl year, we lost 9-10 out in San Fran. It was like a war. I don't think did we score a touchdown. I don't think anybody scored a touchdown so late. But it was like three field goals, you know. And it was a grinded out game. And at the end of the game, you know, all throughout the game, it was like we couldn't get nothing going, neither could they. So at the end of the game, we lost. But at one point, Parcells said, "Don't worry about it, because we'll be back. We'll be back here again. We'll see those guys again." Just so we were back.
Did you see it change in Parcells when he would go up against a Bill Walsh and a 49er team in the week of preparation, or was he just the way he was?
He was the way he was. He let his coaches coach, you know, and he had some hell of a coaches. You know, Zelichev would probably be the best ever. And he had a lot of good coaches that knew the game, respected the game, and had knowledge of the game. And they put their players in the best position to get the job done.
Like Belichick does now with the Patriots face.
I mean, when you see guys coming out in the backfield that's linemen and skate, we've been doing that for the longest. You know, Harry catching a fake, you know, we were talking about it yesterday. He has a fake field goal for a touchdown. So when you always put your players in the best position to win and get it done, you study the opponent and you know the opponent better than they know themselves, you got a chance.
We had a chance. We got William Big Dog Roberts in the building. He'll be here Sunday hanging out with fans, autograph signing opportunities. Come take your photo. Ask some questions like we're doing now because you know, we saw you down in Atlantic City with the Super Bowl reunion team. And I got to say, one of the funniest stories I heard with Parcells was Perry Williams was telling us, not only did he play mind tricks on the players, but he did some tricks on himself. And he said he would take the no socks, put rocks in his shoes, walk around so that he could be pissed off and yell.
You know what? He would come. I was one of the guys, you know, with every team he coached on. And he would come up to me and say, you know what, Will? I got that rock in my shoe.
My shoe.
And it's like, it's true. It's true.
Yeah. You know, he's a Jersey guy.
Yeah, it's man. It's true. He said, Will, I got it in, and I'm not feeling talking.
Oh, man.
Hey, folks, come on, man.
Yeah, William Big Dog Roberts, Sunday, he'll be here at Miami Mike's in East Hanover, New Jersey, from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. during the Redskins game. It's a Giants-Redskins big matchup. He'll be signing autographs, taking photos. We'll have mini helmets and photos available through JAG Sports Marketing. So get ready for a big day. It's exciting coming up this Sunday at Miami Mike's. We're with Big Dog here. Unbelievable, Big Dog.
Man, I'm enjoying being
all the way from Florida, you know?
I came up from Miami to enjoy
my family. How's it feel to be back in Jersey? I know you were in AC, but now you're in North Jersey, back in New York.
You're back home where you were.
I'm loving it, man. When I was playing, I didn't come on this side of the area, but now I enjoy
it. Oh, okay. Were you living on the city side?
Yeah, I was living in City Park. That's how I stayed.
Okay, yeah.
Wait, you made a comment just before about Parcells. You were one of his boys.
Yeah.
Now, what do you mean by that? Like, tell me, why were you one of his boys? Did he take you under his wing?
He took me under his wing.
Did you feel comfortable with him? Because most players don't.
Listen, I was comfortable. He took me on his wing. But he realized everything he asked me to do, I did it. I played right tackle. I played right guard. I played left tackle. I played left guard. I played tight end. You know, I got to do extra weight. I did it. So it was a time where he realized that I'm one of his guys that's my guy. I can make sure he can relay my message to the other team.
When did you know that? Was there a defining moment in that relationship?
It happened after my fifth year, when Carl Nelson and Gunnar Hoskins, I had ACL surgery. He drafted me as a left tackle, but I was moving around so much that, you know, I didn't know my home. And I said, Bill, this is the last time I'm going to move. He said, Will, you know what? You're right. And I'm glad you said that. So then I felt a connection where I could talk to this guy. Where before, I'm trying to get out of his way.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? You come through the locker room, you know, like a big tuna. Everybody's scattering out the way. Everybody want to get away from me. But after a while, I realized I can connect with him. And that was it, man. I stayed at left guard, made the fourth goal, the rest is history.
Have you seen him?
I saw him yesterday.
Okay.
Cool. How about your Pro Bowl season? So tell us a little bit about what it was like going to the Pro Bowl, being surrounded by the greatest of that year.
The thing that stands out the most, besides seeing all the great of the greatest there, Jackie Slater came up to me and said, "Young buck, you got some good feet there."
Jackie Slater, the legendary man.
Jackie Slater.
Unbelievable.
You got some good feet, young buck. You can play a long time with Slater.
And you're from the Ohio State University, in case you fans don't know.
It was wonderful, man. I grew up imitating, emulizing Jack. It was like, I was so taken aback by it, and I felt like I belonged in the program. Before, I knew it was a popularity contest, because I should have been there before I got there.
Right.
I should have been there before I got there. Yeah. You got guys like the Chicago Bears and John McIntyre, Sam Fran, and all these guys that's going there on their name show.
And they stayed in their position. Yeah. You moved around. But you stayed in one position at one time. You'd have been in the Pro Bowl 5, 6, 7 years.
Now I would felt, discredited for that. And you know what? The rest of me, I can't take anything away from them. I was able to get 2 Super Bowls. Almost 3.
Yeah.
I can't complain.
Yeah.
How about taking yourself out of the equation, but someone you played with or against that you think deserves to be in the Hall of Fame?
Deserves to be in the Hall. That I played with or against.
That's not in yet, but you think should be. You know, they just waited to put Kent Stabler in there.
I played Mark Barrow should be in.
Yeah, I think Carl has a shot.
Yeah. I'm being biased on my.
How about OJ?
He's an old
How about OJ Anderson? He's on the ballot, OJ.
Yes.
He's on the ballot now.
He's been MVP.
I mean, this guy was in the
rookie record. You know, so he came a long way, and he ended up, Bill saved his career.
Yeah.
So, you know, he has a chance. Other guys on other teams, I'm trying to think. Linebackers, is Pat Sewell in?
I don't think so.
No,
man,
he's
a borderline great guy, too, right?
No, Ricky Jackson, man.
Yeah. Ricky was great.
Yeah. Is Charles Mann in?
Charles Mann, I don't think so.
I don't know. He's not. And he was a big boy.
I don't want to give Dexter Manley credit because y'all heard about the story with him and Dexter.
No, Charles.
Oh, okay. This is what Dexter Manley said. He got
from the Redskins, who Giants Redskins. This
guy got a real story out of his mouth, right? You know, so Dexter, here we go. He has a press conference in Washington, and I didn't know what he said, right? So Washington Week, while these reporters around me, I'm no star, I'm no hero, I just block, I do what I do. So they asked me to hear what Dexter said. I say, no, what did Dexter say? Dexter said, he's going to make sure I get to the game. He's going to send a limo for me to pick me up to make sure I get to the game. Because
really?
He needs sacks. And I'm like, oh, Dexter said that? I paused. I said, well, it doesn't make sense for me to send any message back to Dexter because he can't read. Okay.
All right.
There.
And that's personal.
That's it.
That's personal.
That was personal for him sending a limo to me. I take the bus to the game.
That's right.
I don't need no limo. So I said, it doesn't make sense for you to guys write and take the text. He can't read.
Now, man, what happened when you got on the field? Was he running his mouth?
Oh, he got through out the game.
He got
in a little altercation.
So you got inside of Patrick?
Yeah. This man, David Johnson, got me out. The ref got hit in the nose. Ref was bleeding. It was a little fiasco.
Great story.
Yeah, I didn't get through out. He did.
Who were some of the other good trash talkers out there?
Gastineau, man. Just we about to play with that character. Gastineau, right? He wants to push out after the play, right? I said, Mark, you need to cut it out and play ball now. So now, here we go. I'm ready to fight. You can win this, I'm sorry. What? Man,
yeah, I tell you, he was a beast with the sack exchange, too.
Yeah, he was.
They, him and Kletcher, a lot of players. They had that magical year, man.
That was hell of a D-line, man.
Yeah, they were good back then.
Yeah, all throughout my career, man, the Trenches is where it's at. That's where the battles happened.
Still going right now, man.
It's like guys come and go, but the ones that toughed it up.
How about any other Giants down in Florida by your way, or see anybody down there?
Renee Talk.
Okay.
He's down there. You know, LT lives down there.
Yeah, he's in there.
He needs to get out. I don't know where he needs to go. To the island somewhere.
LT, he'll be here in October.
He's coming,
he's coming too. But do you live in Florida? You told us you live close to the new stadium, and now they're in South Florida. Would you happen to frequent a Dolphin game during the season at all? Maybe a Sunday or Monday night?
Yeah, I would. I wouldn't ask you to talk, so that's home. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, right. Just football. Enjoy the football. Game, you know?
When I watch the game, I watch the line. I don't watch the receiver, man. I watch the line. I have to see what's happening.
How about anybody out there? We talked about the change of style of play throughout the years, but you see anybody out there that impresses you? Anybody that may remind you of a little younger version of yourself?
There's some good talent out there.
What do you think of the Flowers kid?
The thing I see with most linemen now, they turn too much and let the speed rushes get the call. Now, you got guys this low to the ground coming up, you know, DeMar.
We saw Von Miller last night.
Yeah, Von Miller. And what happens when the guys turn their shoulders, it makes the corner short, as opposed to kicking. Okay, so it's all about timing. And I think the guys get out of their rhythm. I don't care who you are. You don't have an S on your chest. You have to, if you're not bull rushing me, it's going to take a while for you to get around. The guy's so afraid to attack. I don't see him attack. What's wrong with attacking on the pass before the guy gets in his start? So you have to change up just like they change up. They want to spin, swim, pull. Okay, now, it's a pass, yeah. I'm going to attack you now so you think it's a run. Guess what? It's not a run.
Big dogs, you know. Tell us, Phil Simms, I'm sure there was a game or a play in the game where he had to, like, grab you by the mask and say, come on, big dog. Did Phil Simms ever get into you for a play that you didn't make?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, I'm sure he did. Let us know about it.
Well, Phil liked to talk, right? And sometimes he talked too much, right? And so when he gets in my face for a play that I didn't make, I say, Phil, you need to throw the damn ball. You need to let the ball go or run. So it was like that battle within the battle.
Right.
Because we all trying to do the same thing. He would, you know, get on the whole line. And the whole line would get on him, too. So it's like give and take. But at the end of the day, we're all for one purpose.
Just to win.
Yeah, I know we're getting ready for kickoff. I feel like we could talk football all day. Yeah, one last one for me. All
right.
Yeah, I know. It's getting hot. But one last one about how you guys rallied around Jeff Hostetler.
Oh, my goodness. Hostetler was so quiet. Hostetler had migraines. Did you guys know that? Hostetler had migraines, and I don't know if there was Bill played a lot of head games with Hostetler because him and Sam. Hostetler never knew when he was going to play.
Never knew.
And that's why he was so quiet, laid back, because he was just wanting to just get Bill, like, just get him one time. You know,
he had a perfect personality.
Exactly. So, Bill, talk to me. Bill would never say hey, Jeff, you playing today?
Remember when he ripped it to Simms on the sideline that game?
That was Buffalo.
Yeah,
Buffalo.
Yeah. I'm not sure the game, but he ripped it. And then Simms went back after him. Tell us one more, and then we got to get ready for the game.
He's amped up now.
Let's go, boys.
Can't stop, won't stop.
That's right.
So Phil and Parcells, they go. Phil and Parcells going at it, right? So Phil goes out there. You know, he's taking it. So he goes out there and he makes a play. He makes another play. He comes to the sideline. Like the man on the Redskins. You like that?
Her cousin.
Yeah. So it was like, you know, Bill and Phil, they was like this. And they were like this.
Yeah.
This
great. Thank
another
you.
Now, were they like that behind closed doors, or was that just a one-time exception?
Behind closed doors, when they talked, we didn't know what they were talking about.
Yeah,
so it was
they
like,
kept it fighting.
Yeah, man, exactly.
Quarterback head coach.
Yeah. Another game, we were in Houston, the old Houston stadium, right? I'm not even in here, I'm sorry. we were losing. And Phil, you know, he had to come rally us back. And Phil was, you know, getting on him so much, so bad. So Phil didn't do it. He didn't blow up. He just made the plays. And when he finally blew up, the game was in a wrap. He took it to Phil, right? And you see guys in the back like, yeah, give it to him. Yeah, that's right. Give it to him. Yeah, give it to him. And we were so hyped up, man, because it was hard to get to Phil.
Right.
I say,
but
I
Phil can.
Yeah, I knew
Phil
it was my
cat.
In my time, you know, hey, but
did you think Phil had it in that first explosion on national TV?
It was so much hype, man. It just that adrenaline took over, man,
yeah.
Because Phil was panicking. And Phil was like, hey, man, let me play, Phil. You going to do let me play. You coach, I'll play. You know, so it was like, it's so much, so many things happened. But we
stories
had
are
a team
yeah.
full of
a
nuts.
Special guest, we get the sweeper today.
We had a team full of nuts, man. And we won.
All right, well, we got to wrap up our show. As you know, we always give away an Easy Edge sweeper at the end of each show. The king of QVC, Jim Ehrlich.
Yes,
we
really got enough, but you're going to get
it.
What is our guest? Oh,
okay.
He'll be here.
William Big Dog, we appreciate you coming on the show.
That's me.
Big Big Dog, thank you for coming by, man.
My pleasure. We will see you Sunday. For all the fans out there that want to come down, Mike.
Sunday, Big Dog is going to be hosting a Giants viewing party. Our kickoff is at 1 o'clock. Big Dog will be signing from 2 to 4 during the Redskins match.
Come early,
spend the day. It's a great day with Big Dog William Roberts, number 66 from the Super Bowl, New York Giants, and the Pro Bowl.
The second one was sweeter, though. You heard it here first. For William Big Dog Roberts, Miami Mike Minervini, Rick Serratella, this has been another edition. I want to thank our sponsor, Tridonis Clothing, Athletic Apparel. If you're on Facebook, go there right now. And, of course, our guest, Steve Pratt. Game Face, get your Game Face on.
940 Sports Radio.
940 Sports Radio, CBS Sports Radio. Until next week, we'll be back 7:30 p.m. every Monday night. Week 2 down.
Big Blue.
And we got 15 more to go.
All right.
Big Blue.
Can't stop Mostock.
Thanks,
baby. Dance.
Thanks,
Big Blue. Get the Super Bowl show, man. Show the Super Bowl.
There we go.
Thanks, Big Dog. Come on, man. Fight through that, Big Dog. Get back in that. I'm about to get in the game. That's what the funeral was. Yo, when I was just a funeral being, it was sweating bullets. There you go. Come on. Back.
I was
going to
be drunk. That was all right, man.
Yeah. Big Dog.
This wasn't live, was it? This was live, wasn't it? I'm getting phone calls like people listening.
We are live. Everybody's watching us. We are all over, Big Dog. Man, look at all those people on that thing, man. That was a great show.
Yeah, that was our best
one. Two guys here on that. Hello.
That was our best one.